Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So Georgia extended their streak atop the AP college football poll. For 19 straight weeks, they've been number one, the third best in the history of the rankings. Alabama moved back into the top 10. But the Bulldogs received 38 of 63 first place votes. Their second lowest total of the season, however. They had an off week, but they were still on top of Michigan, 1,536 to 1,504. A lot of people think Michigan's the better team. Georgia's streak, which started in October of 22, is behind only Miami's streak of 21 weeks from 2001 to 2002 and USC's 33 in a row from 03 to 05. Michigan got 19 first place votes after their whacking of Michigan State 49-0 in East Lansing on Saturday night. Michigan just rolling, even though they're being investigated for their big sign-stealing scheme. The whole thing's ridiculous. Who cares? Ohio State held steady after they popped Penn State at the Shoe in Columbus, 20-12. The Nittany Lions slipped 3 spots down to 10th. The Buckeyes got 3 first-place votes, as did number 4, Florida State. They rolled Duke by 18. Number 5, Washington. Number 6, Oklahoma held on to their spots. They both had close calls. Washington against Arizona State. They barely beat them, didn't cover. Oklahoma barely beat Central Florida by 2. They didn't cover either. Number 7, Texas, and number 8, Oregon, each moved up a spot. Alabama's at number 9. They get into the top 10 again after falling out in mid-September. That snapped a streak of 128 top 10 appearances for the Tide that went back to 2015. The Tide beat Tennessee for their 6th straight win for Nick Saban. The Vols, meanwhile, dropped 4 spots to number 21. North Carolina wasn't so lucky. They lost to Virginia, marking the Cavs' first win of the season against an FBS team, to become just the second top 10 team to lose to an unranked team this season for the Heels. The other was then number 9 Clemson in week 1 at Duke. North Carolina dropped 7 spots down to number 17. It really hurt them. There were major upsets to top 25 teams in college football this season, but it's been fairly minimal. The current top 25 has lost a total of 23 games. Of those, 19 have been to other teams that are ranked. Iowa dropped out of the top 25 after they had their second loss of the season. They were replaced by number 25, James Madison. The Dukes are 7-0. They're ranked for the second time this season. They cannot go to a bowl game, which is absolute bullshack. NCAA rules require a 2-year transition period for schools moving up a level. They're in their second season playing in the FBS, the highest level of D1. Leaves them ineligible. It's ridiculous. JMU gives the Sun Belt a ranked team for the first time this season. And also 3 non-Power 5 conference teams in the poll, joining number 19 Air Force of the Mountain West and number 22 Tulane of the American Athletic Conference. Air Force has their highest ranking since being number 18 back in 2002. If you break it all down, The SEC has six teams ranked, numbers 1, 9, 12, 15, 16, and 21. The Pac-12 has six, numbers 5, 8, 11, 13, 23, and 24. The ACC has four, numbers 4, 17, 18, and 20. The Big Ten has three, numbers 2, 3, and 10. The Big 12 has two, numbers 6 and 7. The Mountain West, one, that would be Air Force. American, one, that's number 22. The Sun Belt, one, number 25. And the Independent has one, number 14. So how about this? You've got number 8 Oregon at number 13 Utah this week. It'll be the fifth straight meeting dating back to 2018 when they were both ranked, which they are now. The Ducks and Utes have split the last four meetings. Oregon's at Rice-Eccles on Saturday. And number 20 Duke is at number 18 Louisville. So that should be a pretty good game there down at Cardinal Stadium. By the way, following Utah's dramatic 34-32 win over USC on Saturday night at the Coliseum in Lipstick City, Utah coach Kyle Whittingham announced that Cam Rising will be shut down for the rest of the year. He injured his knee during last year's Rose Bowl, had surgery to repair all kinds of stuff, the meniscus, the MPFL, the MCL, and the torn ACL. I mean, he really blew it out. I don't know if I'm interested in that dude, but his bad knee going forward. I mean, in the pros, Rising said, "I wasn't really expecting to do this, but I just want to let everybody know I didn't tear just the ACL. It was a big surgery, and it's not just an easy comeback. I've been working my tail off." That was when he said he had all the issues with the knee. They've used Bryson Barnes and Nate Johnson this season under center. The Utes are 6-1. Barnes looked great against USC on Saturday. The junior threw for 235 yards and three touchdowns against the Trojans' D. And he rushed for 57 yards and a touchdown to throw that in, too. He helped clinch the game when he scrambled on a 23-yard gain late in the fourth that allowed Utah's kicker, Cole Becker, to make a 38-yarder as time expired to win the game. Whittingham said, "They got themselves a Heisman Trophy winner. We got a pig farmer." Talking about Barnes' background, the Utes coach also called the win one of his top five wins ever. So if you go back to the top 25, it's James Madison 25, USC 24, their season's over. UCLA 23, Tulane 22, Tennessee 21, Duke 20, Air Force 19, then Louisville, North Carolina, Missouri 16, LSU 15. The Irish are 14, then Utah 13, Ole Miss, Oregon State, Penn State number 10, Alabama's 9, Oregon 8, Texas 7, Sooners 6, Washington 5, Florida State 4, Ohio State 3, Michigan 2, and Georgia number 1. As for the top 25 games on Saturday, Michigan rolled at Spartan Stadium 49-0. J.J. McCarthy, 287 yards and four touchdowns. The Ohio State win was 20-12 over Penn State. They always beat the Nittany Lions. Just another game, right, James Franklin? McCord threw for 286 and a tutty for the Buckeyes, who are 7-0 and 4-0 in the Big Ten like they always are. Number 16, Duke, got pasted by Florida State, 38-20 in Tallahassee. Washington 15-7 over Arizona State. The Oklahoma win was 31-29 over Central Florida. Dylan Gabriel, 253 yards, three touchdowns with a pick. Texas got lucky thanks to the refs. Nice spot in the game in Houston. That was a first down and goal. They screwed that up royally. Longhorns win it 31-24. Oregon 38-24 over Washington State. Virginia 31-27 over North Carolina. Bama 34-20 over Tennessee. Ole Miss 28-21 over Auburn. Dart threw for a TD with a pick for Ole Miss. Utah 34-32 over USC. LSU 62-0 over Army. Daniels, three touchdowns. Missouri, 34-12 over South Carolina. Spencer Rattler threw a pick, and the Tigers are 7-1. How about old Mizzou? Air Force covered. They beat Navy 17-6, stopping a two-point conversion to get the cover. Tulane 35-28 over North Texas. North Texas covered. Minnesota upsets Iowa thanks to the crappy job by the refs in Iowa City. 12-10 Gophers. They got robbed. UCLA 42-7 over Stanford in Palo Alto. Mississippi State beat Arkansas. These are some of the unranked. 7-3 Rutgers, 31-14 over Indiana. BC, 38-23 over Georgia Tech. Baylor, 32-29 at Cincinnati. Memphis blew out UAB, 45-21. Ohio by 3 over Western Michigan. Charlotte by 3 over East Carolina. Georgia Southern by 10 over Monroe. Bowling Green, big over Akron, 41-14. Wisconsin by 4 over Illinois. Nebraska, 17-9 over Northwestern. South Florida, 24-21 over UConn, Wake by 4 over Pitt. Oklahoma State blew out West Virginia in the second half, 48-34. Ball State by a touchdown over Central Michigan. Northern Illinois by a touchdown over Eastern Michigan. Buffalo 24-6 over Kent. Toledo by 4 over Miami of Ohio. Texas San Antonio blew out Florida Atlantic and Boca. New Mexico 42-21 over Hawaii. BYU 27-14 over Texas Tech. Also, K-State, 41-3 over TCU. Old Dominion upset App State by 7. Coastal by 10 over Arkansas State. UNLV by 2 over Colorado State. A great game in Vegas. San Jose State, 42-21 over Utah State. And how about Miami? The Canes. Kane Day. Miami 28-20 over Clemson in double overtime. They were down 17-7 at the half, but they came roaring back with 10 in the fourth quarter and 11 in overtimes to get it done against Clemson. Georgia State beat Louisiana by 3, and Nevada shut out San Diego State 6-0.